if you would, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm just going to go through with a few Bible facts. Interesting ones, I find. Generally, the Bible is considered to be the product of divine inspiration and a record of the relationship between God and man. You know, Psalms 119 is the longest chapter. You ever read that chapter? It's a good chapter. Flip that around. You've all probably heard 911. The Bible is like the menorah in the fact that, if you know the menorah candle, the centerpiece of the menorah, right, it represents God. And everything kind of points back to God. The Bible is the same thing. It's written in Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek. More than 44 authors. A minimum of 185 songs. Methuselah, you know, his death arrived the same year that the flood took place. And his name, it says, his name is translated, "Death shall bring." So lots of interesting facts about the Bible that we, a lot of times, you know, we don't know. We don't study enough to know them, or we don't look them up. It's a historical book. It's very accurate historically. Lots of, even historians today, go back to that. When they're looking for a date, a time, they still go and use the Bible to this day. It's got 21 epistles, 4 gospels, 5 poetical books. 17 of those are historical books. It takes twice as long to read the Game of Thrones book than it does the Bible. Harry Potter is longer than the Bible. And just to say, lots of people have read these books, but I guarantee we haven't read the Bible through. So how do we live and grow stronger? Well, you know, when you exercise, right? You have to what? You got to eat. So the word is like that. Part of that is you got to eat. You've got to breathe. So you look at that as praying. And you got to exercise. And now you look at it as work. So we're going to look today at the scripture of how it is profitable. Not financially. We're not talking about finances here. We're talking about how the Word of God is used in our life. The value of it. The importance of it. We've been on our men's Bible study. We've had this conversation about the lack of the time that we spend in the Word. And the value of it. The importance. The lack of discipling. And this right here is a really important part. I'm going to read this. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 through 17. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." All Scripture is profitable. Knowing this, we can cheat ourselves. We can't cheat ourselves when we do not access every book. We're cheating ourselves when we do that. We don't access every book, every truth, every verse, every page of our Bibles. The promises and commands God has for us. Because every verse of Scripture is inspired by God and gainful to us. We should not pick and choose which verse we use. Some of us like to avoid some of those because they're convicting. All right? We read and study. We can't choose that. Should not claim verses we like and ignore the ones we don't like. If we're to become more like disciples, mature disciples of Jesus, we must allow every scripture to speak to us and to teach us what God desires us to learn. Scripture enables us to evaluate soundness of doctrines that we are being taught. Scripture ought to be the basis for any reproof or correction we bring to one another. So you see here, what Scripture is already, what we already understand about Scripture is that the value of it, that it's profitable. Sometimes God told the Bible writers to the exact words to say, but more often He used the minds, their minds' vocabulary and experience to produce His own perfect, infallible, inherent Word. You know, when I was, it's been probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I did a study on a poll that was done. And what they did is they went in and they took a building and they did it up with games and had pizza and drinks, and they offered the youth and young adults to come in, and they did a poll. The poll was, they would ask the kids, you know, what makes the Bible true? And a lot of the response was, the Bible is true because I believe it to be true. But the reality is, us believing that it's true is not what makes it true. It's true whether we believe it or not. It is important to note that inspiration applies only to the original autographs of Scripture, not the Bible writers. There are no inspired Scripture writers, only inspired Scripture. So identified is God with His Word that when Scripture speaks, God speaks. Scripture is called the oracles of God. You can find that in Romans 3:2. You can find that in 1 Peter 4:11. And it cannot be altered. Cannot be altered. Doctrine. Doctrine is instruction. Doctrinal content of both the Old Testament and New Testament, the Scripture provides the comprehensive and complete body of divine truth necessary for life and godliness. Youth, better listen up. The church itself, the future. We live in a time and age, I mean, we can sit here and talk about, you know, senators and congressmen and presidents and politics, but the reality of it, if there's a problem, it boils down to the church. The Bible says that judgment starts in the house of the Lord first. So if there's going to be any kind of change, it's got to start with us. And it's got to start with repentance. It's got to start with us on our knees. A revival is not for the lost, people. A revival is for the church. And this right here is what's getting neglected. Church does not get it done. Coming to church and getting your Sunday in is not going to help your problems. It's part of what we do. The Word of God is where we need to be. It's where we need to spend our time. Devote our time. If you are not firmly grounded in God's Word, you will be bombarded with assortments of doctrines, lifestyles, and behaviors, and you'll have no means to evaluate whether or not they are of God. You cannot develop a righteous life apart from God's Word. You can't. Righteousness must be cultivated as you fill your mind with the Word of God. And as you obey His instruction, He will guide you in the ways of righteousness. Scripture is meant to equip you. It is meant to equip you for only doing good work. God calls you to do. If you feel inadequate for a task, God has given you the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, for within them you'll find the wisdom you need to carry out His assignment. Allow the Word of God to permeate, guide, enrich your life. If we thought about it, and I'm speaking to the choir here, I mean, I'm just as guilty at this as anybody. But think about how much time we spend in front of a TV, or listen to a radio, or read another book. How much time we're on one of these. I mean, the reality of it is we really don't spend enough time in God's Word. It's for reproof, rebuke, for wrong behavior, wrong belief. The Scripture exposes sin that can be dealt with through confession and repentance. I had a job, I've probably told some of you this story before, and it was Oklahoma, it's been quite a few years ago, and I worked with guys that, you know, lived a lifestyle that was ungodly. But they chose to live that. But then they talked about Christ and being a Christian and going to church. Some of these guys were leading their youth. Consciously living in sin. If you don't spend time in the Word, even if I come and confront you about your sin, it's not going to change. There has to be a change in the heart. And this book right here is what will bring that change. Through God working through your life, through you putting God's Word in your heart, hiding it in your heart, as the Scripture says, so you'll not sin against God. Correction. The restitution, restoration of something to its proper condition, a fallen object, or helping back to their feet those who had stumbled. Scripture not only rebukes wrong, but it points the way back to a godly living. Instruction in righteousness. Scripture provides positive training. Instruction originally referred to training a child. That's how this is. And godly behavior, not merely rebuke and correction of wrong behavior. This goes back to a relationship with God. If all you guys can figure for your relationship with your wife, if you don't work with that relationship, how does it wind up? There becomes a distance. I'm convinced that divorce, a big part of it, is because there's not a relationship. There's a continual drift. You have to work on your relationship with the Lord. A man of God, a technical term for that is an official preacher or divine or of divine truth. In reality, we're all disciples, preachers, if you will. Our job is to spend time in the Word and have a relationship with the Lord so we can take this. The Bible says to what? To study to show thyself to be an approved workman unto God. To be able to study and to give an account of the hope that is within you. Interesting. You know that there are over 1,100,000 Bibles sold a year. It is the one book that sold more than any other book in existence. Interesting enough, it is made, the majority of them are made in China, with about 600 employees. Thoroughly equipped and able to meet all the demands of a godly ministry and a righteous living, the word not only accomplishes in the life of a man of God, but all that who will follow him. We can all day long find other things to do. We can find other things to read, things that seem more important. If you look at our world and the way that it is right now, we tend to look at America, but really, if you look at the world in the bigger picture, it gives an even much larger, bigger picture of what's going on. You have got to spend more time in the Word. When I was, wasn't until I hit about 16 that I realized how important the Bible was. It is the only book you will find that has so many authors written within a 1,500 year span, and yet it matches up from Genesis to Revelations. No other book can do that. No other book has ever done that. It is filled with numbers and names that have meaning and rhyme and purpose. It's valuable. The Bible talks about it being like gold, like treasure. And I realized that if I was going to be anywhat of a man of God, I had to find time with God. I couldn't ride in on the skirt tails of my parents. I couldn't possibly live a life that was victoriously in my walk with the Lord. So if I was to say, did any of you walk the way, something that would stick in your mind is to ask you, how much time do you spend with God? Bottom line. If you're not walking with the Lord, hey, your relationship is important. If you're not walking with the Lord, it's going to be really hard for you to witness to somebody. It really is. And the reason it's going to be hard is because Satan's going to be there to cause doubt in your mind. That you don't know what you're talking about. Right? Or that's not my personality. And I'm not saying that you got to walk up and say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. It's part of building relationships. It comes in all different ways. I have shared the gospel on the street to guys I've built relationships with at work. But when you're not with God, you can't hear the Word. You can't hear God speak to you. And that Holy Spirit impressing upon you that, hey, I want you to talk to that guy. Nothing may happen, but it may be the very thing he needs for the next step in his life. For the next person to come along and put a little water on it. So it comes to the person who harvested. But the bottom line is, the relationship with God is the most valuable thing you have. Y'all have to have relationship with God. Coming to church is not going to get it done. And I am convinced that the reason this country is the way that it is because we have failed in our job as Christians. Me too. And if we don't get back to this right here, Israel has always had a circle. If you look at Israel, they always went from... We talked about this a few days ago. Israel starts off good, and then everybody's probably heard this. They make this circle that goes around like this, and it's always good, then it gets bad, then it gets good, and then it gets bad, and it gets good. It does this over and over. Guess what? But every time it gets good and then goes bad again, it gets worse and worse and worse. Remember how 9/11 was? Man, everybody's pouring in the churches. Got real bad. Hey. And guess what happened after 200 years? Israel was carried away in captivity. We're past the 200-year mark. I could harp on this a lot just because I know how it is in my own life. We get busy doing things, filling our lives up with other stuff, and God is always the thing we add. We were just talking about it the other day. We just add God to it. He doesn't take the rightful place where He belongs in our lives. We put all this other stuff in there. So I want to encourage you to revamp. Rethink the way your day goes. Prioritize correctly and place God in the spot He belongs. And start encouraging your grandchildren and your children to read the Bible, to study it. It's amazing. There's so many amazing facts in it, not just historical. Sometimes we think it's a boring book to read, but it's really not. Especially when you really get to study it, you'd be amazed at some of the stuff that's in there. It's profitable, people. The Bible is profitable for you to read. You'll gain so much from it. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we often neglect You. Take You for granted. It shows in our commitment to You often. Lord, help us that when we step out of this building, we are set apart. We are not like the rest of the world. Not better than the world, but not like the rest of the world. The only thing that sets us apart is You. Your Scripture tells us that over and over. But if people can't see the difference, Lord, God help us. And Lord, we know that reading Your Word is very valuable for us. It's what gives us our health. Our relationship with You is important. We've seen a lack of relationships in the world in itself. And if we're lacking in our relationship with You, it can't obviously be good for us. So help us, Lord, to discipline ourselves, to spend time with You regularly. Help us to encourage one another to spend time with You regularly. Help us, Lord, to be the light that You have called us out of darkness to be. For then, only then, can revival take place. And we come to a place where we can repent and humble ourselves before You. You will heal our lands. We give You the praise, honor, and glory over all things You do for us. Help us to be more like You. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.